elections, as we saw in Virginia, for example, New Jersey, and other smaller elections that took place around the country in this past election cycle.
Are you surprised? A number came out just the other day, in fact, just in the last, I think, 24 hours. 23 Democrats, members of Congress, are retiring this year, are retiring at the end of this term. And I guess my question is, does that surprise you that a lot of these folks maybe are seeing the handwriting on the wall?
Yeah, I think that probably has a lot to do with it. That they are seeing the handwriting on the wall. They're seeing how far left the party has shifted under Joe Biden. And that they understand that they don't have a mandate, and there's certainly no room for moderates in this modern Democrat Party. Moderates like Joe Manchin are excoriated. They're targeted even by the White House. Joe Manchin even said that, you know, the way the White House came after him, he feared for his life. And he didn't, I don't think he said he feared for his life, but he feared for his safety. Same thing. So the retribution that is being placed on these moderates, there simply is just no moderates left in the Democrat Party, or there's simply just no room for moderates in the Democrat Party anymore.
What do you think will happen next? They're going to have that Zoom conference, that virtual conference with all members from the Democrat side in Congress. And I guess my question is, I'd love to be a fly on the wall. What do you think they're going to say about Joe Manchin?
I'm really not aware what the Zoom conference is about. Are they just trying to, like,
it's the next step. It's essentially, where do we go from here?
Oh, okay. Well, that'll be very interesting. They might leave Joe Manchin alone. They might not. There were a couple that said, you know, we invite anyone into the Democrat Party that supports Joe Biden's agenda. Well, that's not how a republic works. Okay, a republic works in the fact that we have 50 different laboratories in this country, and those are called states. And those states are represented by representatives. And so they have a responsibility, the politicians have a responsibility, not to Joe Biden, not to the Democrat Party, not to Kamala Harris, but to their constituents and to their constituents' interest. So I'll be very curious. I would love to sit on that Zoom call. I'll probably sign up for it if I can. I'm not going to pay money, of course. But I would be curious to see what they'd say. And I've said this before, Kevin, on your show, I believe. The Democrats are operating like they have a mandate. They don't have a mandate. When you look at by how many votes Joe Biden won, not the popular vote, okay, we're not a democracy, by a republic vote, meaning the Electoral College, and from those swing states. It was only a little over 10,000 votes. It's certainly not a mandate. And they're operating as though as they have one. And this is why so many independents and even Democrats have been turned off by this huge left-lurching move that the Democrats have suddenly embraced leaders like Bernie Sanders and his policies and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her policies. And those are socialist communist policies. America is not a socialist country. And we will fight in order for it not to be a socialist country. We've done it before, and we'll do it again.
I'm going to be off over the course of the next few days. In fact, I'll be off Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. We got a best of coming up on Christmas Eve. So I probably will not talk to you over the course of the next couple of days. But we will talk in the new year, I can promise you. Hey, Megan, have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas with you and your family. I absolutely adore you, and I can't wait to talk to you in the new year. Thanks so much for being a friend and being a part of our program.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. It's been a great year. We've gone through so much in, 5 years now.
Yeah.
So I'll look forward to the next one. Thanks so much, Kevin.
And make sure you check it out at thenevadaglobe.com. Thenevadaglobe.com. It's really a great website. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
At 1:31, let's check out our traffic cams right now. And there is a working crash on Cheyenne right now. That's westbound Cheyenne over the Interstate 15 freeway there on the bridge in North Las Vegas, the center lane is blocked. So approach that area with caution there. Cheyenne and Interstate 15. Do expect those delays to continue downtown through the construction zone on Interstate 515 / US 95. That's both directions between Main Street and Eastern. We're also getting some backups on that transition, though. Yeah, those people who are merging from Interstate 15 northbound over to that construction zone on the 515 east.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Raiders keep their playoff hopes alive with a win against the Cleveland Browns on Monday night. Final score 16-14, a walk-off field goal from Daniel Carlson. Right now, the playoff picture in the AFC, the final team to get in is the Buffalo Bills at 8-6, and then the Ravens are also 8-6, but they are on the outside looking in due to tiebreakers. Steelers are 7-6-1, and then after that you have the Raiders, Dolphins, Browns, and Broncos, who are all 7-7, a game out of a playoff spot. The Raiders and Broncos play this Sunday.
Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Shop 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com this week only. Plus, new deals on stocking stuffers. Save through December 20th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is your reaction time slows way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up. You lose your license. You total your car. You kill someone. The results of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada, paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, I think they've gone too far. I think these governments are starting to take themselves too seriously. And gentleman Jim Dallas has been tracking one area that has gotten into this mandate thing. The old vaccine mandate, like the Allegiant Stadium thing. And I think we found another example that just defies credulity. Tell me what it is.
Well, okay, I was never around when Jim Crow laws were in effect, where, you know, supposedly separate but equal rights and, you know, separate drinking fountains. for African Americans and things like that. But it looks like in the city of Boston, the mayor there, Michelle Wu, has announced the city's new vaccine passport system, which will ban the unvaccinated, like yours truly, from gyms, bars, theaters, and sports arenas. What do you think about that one?
So all of them?
Yes. If you're unvaccinated and you can't prove that you are vaccinated, then you are barred from bars and gyms and theaters and sports arenas.
You know what that tells me? There are going to be a lot less people going to gyms, theaters, and restaurants.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great way to...
kill business.
Kill business, you know, bring down our capitalistic system. And, you know, hey, you can't have people go to be an actual patron to these places. But then again, the same people that won't let people go want the workers to make $15 an hour. It just doesn't make any sense. But according to her, Wu, the mayor of Boston, roughly 90% of the city's 18,000 employees are in compliance with the current vaccine mandate. They have to have one dose by January 15th and two doses by February 15th. And now, it doesn't go on to talk about the booster shots or anything like that, but the stricter policies are possibly in the horizon for the people of Boston. So this is where we're headed. And pretty soon we will have separate, I don't even know if they're going to be equal rights, but there's going to be an economy, it looks like, where the unvaccinated are going to be hanging out, I guess, with their own kind.
You know, but I have talked to people, believe it or not, in our community that work at places where their businesses said they had to have vaccinations by such and such a date, and they ended up doing it against their will, but they ended up doing it to keep their job. And I guess my question is this something that, because the government folks really believe that the mandates will work, that the mandates will make more people get the jab, whether it's the first two Pfizers or the third Pfizer booster, which I've gotten all of the above.
Right.
And I guess my question is that the way they're going to achieve herd immunity? And that is threaten everybody within an inch of their life, that they can't live and breathe and exist without getting this damn vaccine?
Well, as a free American who contracted COVID in 2020, had very mild symptoms, if any. You know, you hear that that term where, you know, people say, "Well, asymptomatic." Yeah, it's a virus where 80% of the people are probably going to have mild to you know, just moderate type symptoms, and others, the other 20%, they're not going to fare as well. But as an unvaccinated individual who has had it, and it's my understanding that just like the flu virus, you catch the flu, your T cells have memory, and as a result, those T cells, those CD4 cells that you have in your body, the good cells, are going to work for you. And that's where we are right now. So people who have had it probably have as much, if not more, protection against this virus than people who have been vaccinated, and certainly there's some data to kind of back that up a little bit.
Well, coming up on the other side of the break, I'll let you hear from Dr. Mark Siegel. I've been asking the question all day of people on and off the air, friends and family and people like that. What is Biden missing on this COVID-19 deal? And Dr. Mark Siegel will comment on that coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on this Tuesday edition of Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ.
Revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root. This afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job, keeping me in shape, is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Android 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Android 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
This place has a pulse. You hear it in the canopy, feel it in the ground. Life, fully illuminated, engulfs you. From the birds singing in the treetops above to the tiniest insects in the soil below, you take a deep, cleansing breath, filling your lungs with the essence of the forest. Now, imagine it's all gone. Healthy, life-giving forests reduced to nothing. No singing birds, no lush canopy, and water and food in short supply around the world. Time is running out to protect our forests, and without our love, they can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our forests. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 discount tire Ford Mustang. Did you know one of the most important keys to success on the track and for safe driving on the road is having the right pressure in your tires? Properly inflated tires are essential to help you get the best gas mileage and keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by your local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I promised I'd let you hear Dr. Mark Siegel. He is the Fox News medical expert. And I always love when he's on. He was on last night with Shannon Bream and was asked, essentially, what is Biden missing on this COVID effort? because it's clearly not moving the needle. Today, other than criticizing those who don't believe in the vaccine, who don't believe in government forcing it on us, and who don't like being bullied, Biden said something really silly. And he says, you know, those of you who are spreading, quote, disinformation, unquote, should stop it now. And he sounded really stern. And I keep asking myself, why does he have to do this? You know, are we play acting or what is it? So Dr. Mark Siegel was asked on Fox last night, what is Biden missing on COVID? Here it is.
I think everyone is panicked. I think it's sweeping across the country, and that doesn't necessarily fit the facts. Actually, sweeping across the country is probably part of the reason everyone's afraid. You hear these terms, right? The terms that it's spreading like wildfire. All of that makes people afraid. And then you're told, wash your hands, wear a mask, open a window. Well, we've been hearing that for 2 years. So what are the tools against the fear? Here are the tools that the Biden administration is not using yet, and I hope they will. Tool number one is that if you're boosted, if you're vaccinated and boosted, the chances are growing greater by the scientific day that you're not going to get anything other than a mild case here. That's pretty good news. Secondly, we got a pill sitting there at the FDA's doorstep that hasn't been approved yet, the Pfizer pill, that it looks like it decreases your risk of hospitalization in a great study in the New England Journal of Medicine by 90%. That's got to be approved. That's got to be bought in quantity by the government. That's got to be sent out there. And I have been saying for weeks now, I'd like a rapid test in every house in America.
Yeah.
Michael Minna told me, who was at Harvard, said, look, if the rapid test isn't in your house, Sandra, you actually have to go out somewhere to get tested. Right. You could be spreading COVID.
Well, there you have it. That to me is all I need to hear, that there is a panic going on. The president today, by the way, in his address to the nation, I always wonder why he does these address to the nations in the middle of the afternoon. Pacific time. I for the life of me, I don't understand. If it's that important, then take it to prime time, take it to the Oval Office if you want. But I've never quite understood, the gravitas of doing something at 2 in the afternoon or 1 in the afternoon Pacific time, which is, mid-afternoon Eastern time. It just doesn't make any sense at all. The other thing that I wanted to get to is AOC went on MSNBC yesterday morning after Joe Manchin did his thing on Sunday and said the Democrat leadership, this is cut number five, Jim. This is cut number five, and it's essentially Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says that Democrat leadership needs to take the gloves off when it comes to the Build Back Broke bill. This was AOC yesterday on MSNBC.
Last time we talked, we discussed how patient progressives had been throughout this entire process. That patience didn't pay off yesterday. What's your reaction?
Well, I think what Senator Manchin did yesterday represents such an egregious breach of the trust of the president. And it's also, this is exactly why it's an outcome that we had warned about well over a month ago, about needing to plan a contingency plan for it. It's why we insisted on having the bipartisan infrastructure plan coupled and passed together with the Build Back Better Act. But I think right now we are at a juncture where it's not really about, I think, being angry. I mean, of course, we have every right to be furious with Joe Manchin, but it's really up to leadership in the Democratic Party who made the decision to get us to this juncture and how we're going to move forward. And I think right now that Democratic leadership has a very large number of tools at their disposal, the president particularly, and it's really about time that, we take the kid gloves off and we start using them to govern for working families in this country.
There you have it. That's their idea of taking the gloves off, and that's probably what they're going to be talking about at the Zoom conference a little bit later on. They're going to do all of Congress on the Democrat side are going to get together and talk about what the way forward is after Joe Manchin said I'm a no vote on Fox News Sunday. And I hope they come out with the idea of going back to the well and trying to reduce this thing down to size, take all the social welfare stuff out of this bill, and make it a bill that's good for the American people. And not transformative, because you don't really have a mandate. And I think, I really believe that Megan Barth and Scott Hammond and others are right when they say this is not a mandate. 50-50 in the Senate, 5-7 votes in the House, depending. And simply put, this is no mandate. And yet they're trying to make this like FDR. And it's not. FDR had huge advantages in both houses of Congress. Anyway, we'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Also, we've got football. Tuesday football. Can that be? Well, because of the pandemic, yes. That's exactly what we've got. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220, or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
D.C. politicians are proposing new tax increases on American industries. Just as we begin to recover from the pandemic, politicians want to experiment with risky new taxes, weakening the U.S. economy, making us less competitive when we can least afford it. America's recovery counts on all of us. We can't afford more taxes. Tell Catherine Cortez Masto, don't overtax American industry. Get the facts at coalitionforamericanjobs.org. Paid for by the Coalition for American Jobs.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
can believe it. We had Monday afternoon football. We had Monday night football. And now we got Tuesday football.